Welcome to Stork Science World, a podcast produced by Stork, the research productivity software that's revolutionizing how scientists work. I'm Jamie, and today we're diving into some fascinating new research in stem cell therapy.
And I'm Alex. Today we're looking at a groundbreaking study that could potentially transform cell-based therapies, particularly for Parkinson's disease. This is honestly one of the most exciting papers I've seen in months.
Absolutely. The research we're discussing today was recently published in Cell Stem Cell, and it tackles one of the biggest challenges in stem cell therapy, immune rejection. The paper is titled, A Cloaked Human Stem Cell-Derived Neural Graft Capable of Functional Integration and Immune Evasion in Rodent Models.
Right, and the lead authors are Chiara Pavan and colleagues, with corresponding authors Claire Parrish and Chiara Pavan. What's really cool about this study is that they've engineered what they're calling a universal pluripotent stem cell line that can evade immune detection after being transplanted.
Let's break this down a bit for our listeners. So stem cell therapy has shown a lot of promise for treating neurodegenerative diseases like Parkinson's, where specific neurons in the brain die off. The idea is to replace those lost neurons with new ones derived from stem cells.
Exactly. And previous studies have shown that this approach can work, both in animal models and in some early human trials using fetal tissue.
But there's been this persistent problem.
The immune system. When you transplant cells from one individual into another, the recipient's immune system recognizes those cells as foreign and attacks them. It's the same challenge we face with organ transplants.
Right, and the current solution isn't great. Patients receiving these transplants have to take immunosuppressive drugs, which come with serious side effects, increased risk of infections, cancer risks, and complications affecting nearly every organ system.
Not to mention shorter life expectancy. So what these researchers did was incredibly clever. They engineered a human pluripotent stem cell line to express 8 different immunomodulatory genes, basically creating cells that can hide from the immune system.
It's like they gave these cells an invisibility cloak, and they took inspiration from nature, looking at how the placenta, certain parasites, and even some cancers managed to evade immune detection. They identified genes that these naturally immune-evading tissues express, and engineered stem cells to express them too.
That's such a smart approach. And they named this engineered cell line H1FS8IM, where the 8IM refers to the 8 immunomodulatory genes. But they didn't stop there. They also built in a safety feature, right?
Yes, and this is crucial, because cells that can evade the immune system could potentially become dangerous if they started growing uncontrollably. So they incorporated what they call a suicide gene, the herpes simplex virus thymidine kinase gene, which they linked to a cell division gene.
So if any cells start dividing too much, which could be a sign of tumor formation, they can be selectively eliminated by administering a drug called ganciclovir. It's like a built-in kill switch for safety.
Exactly. So they've engineered cells that can both evade immune detection and have a safety mechanism. But the big question is, did it actually work?
They tested this in several ways. First, in lab dishes, they co-cultured these engineered neurons with different immune cells, T lymphocytes, natural killer cells, dendritic cells, and macrophages. And they found that the cloaked neurons could indeed evade detection by all these immune cell types.
Then they moved to animal models, which is where things get really interesting. They transplanted these cloaked neural cells into mice with humanized immune systems, mice that have human immune cells. And what they found was pretty remarkable.
The cloaked grafts survived much better than control grafts. They were significantly larger and contained more dopamine neurons. And importantly, there were fewer signs of immune activation, lower levels of inflammatory cytokines in the blood and cerebrospinal fluid, and less enlargement of the spleen and lymph nodes.
Right, and all those are signs that the immune system wasn't attacking these cloaked cells. But the real test is whether these transplanted neurons could actually function properly. So they tested them in rats with Parkinson's-like symptoms.
And this is where it gets really exciting, the rats that received these cloaked neural grafts showed complete reversal of their motor deficits by 20 weeks after transplantation. The cells were not only surviving, they were working.
I think that's what makes this study so significant. They've demonstrated that these cloaked cells can both evade the immune system and function properly to reverse disease symptoms. It's really a two-for-one solution.
And they also showed that the suicide gene worked as intended. When they administered ganciclovir, it selectively eliminated dividing cells within the grafts. So they've built in that crucial safety feature that would be necessary for any clinical application.
You know, what I find fascinating is how they drew inspiration from natural immune evasion mechanisms. They looked at how the placenta manages to avoid rejection despite expressing antigens different from the mother, and how certain pathogens and cancers hide from immune detection.
Nature often has the best solutions, doesn't it? And the implications of this research are potentially huge. If we can create these universally tolerated cells, it could expand the pool of patients who could benefit from cell-based therapies, not just for Parkinson's, but potentially for other conditions like stroke, epilepsy, and Huntington's disease.
Absolutely. Though I should point out that there are some limitations to the study. The humanized mouse model they used only had partial immune system reconstitution, and the proportion of human immune cells diminishes over time. So they couldn't assess the grafts at really long time periods.
That's a good point. And they also used an acute model of Parkinson's disease, rather than a progressive model that would more closely mimic the human condition. So there's still more work to be done to fully validate this approach.
For sure. But even with those caveats, this is still a major step forward. The ability to create an off-the-shelf cell product that could be used for any patient without requiring immune suppression would be transformative for regenerative medicine.
I completely agree. This study provides a proof of concept that could open up new possibilities for cell-based therapies. And it's a great example of how creative engineering approaches can help overcome some of the biggest challenges in medicine.
Well, that wraps up our discussion of this fascinating research. As always, we'll include a link to the full paper in our show notes for those who want to dive deeper.
And remember, this podcast is brought to you by Stork, the research productivity software helping scientists work smarter. Thanks for listening to Stork Science World, and we'll see you next time.